Get ye mighty, get ye everlasting doors.
Then open wide your hearts and greet the coming of the Lord.
Who is the King of glory? Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. He is the King of glory. He is the King of glory. He is the King of glory.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And now we welcome the men and women of Team Challenge who are with us today, and we'll be giving a musical... They'll be giving a musical presentation and testimonies, so we look forward to that. Today is the last Sunday of the month, and we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service. Everyone's invited for good food and good fellowship. With the exception of the service at Pacific Hills Manor at 2 o'clock this afternoon, all other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, which is our custom on the last Sunday of the month. Please refer to your bulletin, to the insert, I should say, in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. There will be a short deacons meeting after the luncheon today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. There will be two hymns. And let us begin our worship with hymn number 107, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna.
Thank you.
Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 108, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee in the name of our great High Priest, the Lord Jesus. We are so glad that not only He is the High Priest, but He is the eternal offering, the Lamb of God. Share for us so that now we can have a new life. And then we can tell others about this new life so that they too may come into the kingdom. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit, who is God Himself, working in the hearts of people, convincing them of sin of unbelief in the Lord Jesus. And we pray that as we proceed this morning with the service from Bethel in California, the United States of America, people around the world who are listening at this hour via the internet and radio station, they also may seriously consider their life. Especially on this Palm Sunday, Father, a Sunday in which the people of Israel said, Hosanna in the highest. And so, Father, may this be our expression, Hosanna in the highest, because Jesus reigns in our heart. We thank you, Lord, for our church body. And from time to time, we have people who are sick, and we pray for Jovi Noriel. We are glad to see Romulo here back with us. And then, Lord, we are blessed this morning to have every year the Teen Challenge coming and visiting us and blessing us with their music and their testimony. We thank you for the power of God that is exhibited in their life. And we thank you for the change of life that you made in all of us. Because of Jesus, we are one. Thank you and thank you, Father. We are blessed to have missionaries in our church, and we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Argentina, Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Lord, that our church is extended through the work of these people. Now, Father, we are supported by the love of your people, the love for you, and we thank you that each Sunday their offering provided for the church is enough for keeping on the ministry going, not only here in Morgan Hill, but there over the radio ministry and KKMC over the internet 24 hours a day. Thank you, Father. There are people listening in Texas, in Arizona, in Minnesota, in New York, in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania. Thank you for the contribution those people also made to the ministry, because not only they listen and they are part of the extended church, but also they send their offerings to us so that we can keep on with expenses. Thank you for their love for us. And so, Father, now as we take the offering, we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray, amen. You may.
Thank you for that beautiful offertory music. And will the Teen Challenge singers come up now? Come right up and stand behind us here. There are nearly 200 residential Teen Challenge centers across the United States, providing care for people of all ages. It's youth, adults, families. And believing that the Bible is the inspired and infallible word of God, by applying biblical principles, Christian faith-based solutions are applied to drug and alcohol problems in order to transform those afflicted into productive members of society. So we're grateful that they are here with us today, and we'll be able to hear from them in song and, I believe, in testimonies. And ladies and gentlemen, the Teen Challenge singers. And
well, want to thank you this morning for having us again. It's truly our pleasure to be here. Represented here in our group today is a group from our Oakland Men's Center, some members from our Family Center in San Jose, and a Women and Children's Home.
How you doing, church? God is good. Amen? Amen. How many people love Jesus today? Amen. All right. All right. I thank God that he's set me free, delivered me from drugs and alcohol. And, you know, I'm blessed. I praise him to the fullest now. And, yeah, here's our freedom song.
Praise to the Lord, my chains are gone. Where true love was torn apart. But then I met a heavenly father who made a home inside my heart.
I'm the man with the chains of addiction dragging me down for way too long, but came face to face with redemption, and now those chains are gone.
Can anybody hear me? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When you've been delivered like that, you've got to shout it out. Lift your hands up in the air. Shout hallelujah, lift your hands up in the air. I have been set free, lift your hands up in the air. Shout hallelujah, lift your hands up in the air. I have been set free.
I am a 16-year-old daughter, lost in the mirror, no self-esteem. But God made me in his image, and that makes me a beauty queen. I am a wife and a mother of three, trading my dreams for a busy life, searching for my lost identity. But I'm happy to announce that I found it in Christ.
Can anybody hear me? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When you've been delivered like that, you've got to shout it out. Lift your hands up in the air. Shout hallelujah, lift your hands up in the air. I have been set free, lift your hands up in the air. Shout hallelujah, lift your hands up in the air. I have been set free.
Praise to the Lord, my chains are gone. Can't help but sing our freedom song. Praise to the Lord, my chains are gone.
Shout hallelujah, lift your hands up in the air. I have been set free.
Throw your hands up in the air and shout hallelujah.
Hello. How you guys doing today? My name is Joseph. I'm 20 years old. As a child, my parents have always been separated, and they were alcoholics, and I was always back and forth. And when I was about 16, I started smoking weed and drinking alcohol with some friends, and thought it was okay, and I thought it was fun to do, and I thought nothing of it. And later on in life, I got introduced into cocaine, and I instantly fell in love. I was spending all my money on cocaine. I was selling things. I was stealing and selling things for cocaine, and I was just doing bad lifestyle. And when I turned 18, it got worse. I started mixing uppers and downers. I started doing Xanaxes and crystal methamphetamine, and I was just going down a wrong road, and my life was heading down to destruction, and I was going in and out of jail, in and out of jail, in and out of jail, and I didn't learn my lesson. But one day, you know, I got a wake-up call from my grandma, and she referred me to the Teen Challenge program. And at first, I didn't think nothing of it because I didn't want to go into rehab. I'd never been to one. But I actually took the chance and went to Teen Challenge. Since I've been to Teen Challenge, it's totally changed my life. It's increased my speech, and it's just changed my life. It's good. Thank you.
Good morning, church. As many of you know, all through our lives, we hear a lot of voices that tell us a lot of things like, you're never going to be more than what your parents were, or, you know, you don't have enough money, you're too short, you're too tall, you're too small, you're too big. But, you know, there's only one voice that we need to listen to, and that's the voice of God, and that's the voice of truth. Amen. Amen.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is, and he's holding out his hands, and the waves calling out my name and laughing at me. Reminded me of all the times I tried before and failed. But the waves keep on telling me, time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win.
But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid.
Strength that takes to stand before a giant, with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me, and time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win.
But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe.
But the stone was just the right size to bring the giant to the ground. And the waves, they don't seem so high from on the top of them looking down. I will soar with the wings of eagles when I stop and listen to the sound of Jesus singing over me.
And the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling, I will choose to listen and believe.
I will listen and believe. I will listen and believe the voice of truth. Cause think about what you would be if Jesus hadn't set you free. Remember, your chains are gone.
Good morning, church. My name is Julie, and this is actually my second time here at this church, so it's a pleasure to be back here with you. So I started getting caught up with addiction at a very young age, and you know, it wasn't always just drugs and alcohol, and it just came in one form after another after another. But the one that really did me in was alcohol, and it kind of started, it all got really bad when I was 20, and you know, I was just living that life, that typical life that people live when they're caught up in addiction, you know, depression, loneliness, debt, in and out of jail, just, you know, a lot of trouble. I was trying to maintain a functional life, going to work and maintaining a home, but, you know, underneath it all, I was just miserable and suicidal, very, very depressed. And my addiction led me to catching 4 DUIs, and I should have gone to prison, but, you know, I was fortunate enough to come to this program. And throughout my life, I didn't know the Lord, and it's funny because when I was in jail, I accidentally walked into a church session, and I really didn't want to be there, but I was just trying to be polite to the chaplain, and I agreed to stay, and it's ironic because that's the day that the Lord reached down and took a hold of my life, you know, and I know now that it wasn't an accident that day that I walked in there, you know. So I've been in the program for a very long time now. I complete in a week, and I just think back to a year and a half ago, and if someone would have told me that I would be serving the Lord today, or that I would even have a desire to serve the Lord, I would have told them, you're crazy, you know, but sorry. You know, I just look forward to the plans that God has for my life, and more than anything, I just want to serve Him and just do everything I can, you know, and life is just so exciting, you know, when He's a part of your life. And, you know, I just went from being just completely rebellious to just, you know, wanting to go to Bible college, just all these plans. But anyways, I have a scripture that I stand on, and it's Ecclesiastes 3:10 that says, I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Thank you very much.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Kit, and I've been on staff at Teen Challenge since summer of 2009. And I just wanted to say thank you just for opening your door for us and for your continued support. You know, if it wasn't for people like you, our doors wouldn't even be open. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways to come and support our program. We have people who come and volunteer. They just come and just fill in wherever the need is, you know, answer the phones or cook. Or we also have people who support us financially every month. And there's a lot of different ways. So I just want to thank you guys. And I think that, you know, for some people who don't live with students, you know, every day at the center, they don't really see what's really going on in these students' lives. But for me, who live with them, it's like I see that they are a miracle. These are miracles. And for some of them, it could be a matter of death or life and death. You know, they, for some of them, they wouldn't even be here if our doors weren't open. So I just want to thank you guys for your support. And so we're going to sing this song called Not Guilty. And as we sing it, I just want you guys to think about everything that Jesus has done for us, that it should have been us on that cross. It should have been you, and it should have been me. But because He loved us so much, He took upon Himself all the guilt and all the condemnation, and He has proclaimed us not guilty.
Stand accused. There's a list a mile long of all my sins, of everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed. There's nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day that I must answer for my life. My fate is in the judge's hands. But then he turns to me and says,
how can it be? I can't begin to comprehend. Divine grace, take a breath of all my sins. I stand in awe now that I have been set free. And the tears well up as I look at that cross, cause it should have been me.
Choir, you may have a seat. We just wanted to share with you today a message of hope, of the power of God. We have stood at the bottom of a mountain, at the foot of a mountain that we saw as impossible. And in society, we would accept it as impossible. Without the faith to even speak to it, to say, as Jesus said, be removed and go to the sea. We didn't have that faith. We didn't believe in ourselves, yet God would come into our lives. And God would do what only He could do. There's many aspects to the program. However, the key, the heart, the key, the core of it is faith and belief in Jesus Christ. Accepting Him and what He did on the cross over and over and over again, because it's a process of learning how to accept that over the year while they're here. You know, people hear from all types of homes, good homes, bad homes. No homes at all, but God is a redeemer, and God is a creator, and He has created something. You've seen the tears and heard the stories today. Please, whatever you're facing, believe that God can intervene and God will and God is able. We thought it was impossible and we give it up on ourselves even. But God has come in. But God.
Thank you, Teen Challenge, for that wonderful music and testimonies and being a living and breathing example of the mercy of God, and that with God, all things are possible. Thank you. I wanted to mention that there are these reminders of the Easter Cantata, which will be next Sunday, and they're available in the church narthex there that you can pass out to your friends and neighbors. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Mark. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1094. We will be reading Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem and Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the record of the greatest events in history as preserved in the Scriptures. We thank you that you change hearts to believe and understand the truth that Jesus came to save sinners such as we are. We are grateful to know that with you all things are possible. For this we will praise you forever for the mighty works of our Lord Jesus Christ that saved us when it was impossible to save ourselves. Help us to be obedient to his commands, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he delivers to us the wisdom and knowledge found in your word, and that we may be doers of that word, here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?